I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Keep those calls coming. I'm on edge today, boy. You push the wrong button. Somebody, this is a word to the wise here to the callers today. Do not mention the word soda, because you might... You want to get an explosion out of me? You might get that. Oh, God. Hey, look, the Yankees carrying us as always, BTSA Sports out here. The Jets don't play a meaningful game anymore. They're toast. Giants will be excited. It sucks. Actually, the one thing that sucked this week is that we didn't get enough talk about the Giants because Jackson Dart was great. The defense was great. We mentioned it a little bit. And now they have a huge game coming up. We'll get into it later on. But obviously, the Mets, you know, the way that they missed the postseason and the Yankees having their postseason series and success, it's been all about the baseball this week. So I feel like we shortchanged the Giants. Hopefully they can win and keep that going. Although as long as the Yankees are in it, it's obviously going to be primarily Yankees talk here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, if the Giants can win on Sunday, and again, we could do a little bit of that after. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, Darp, especially if Darp plays well, and the Saints aren't good, but even if they do win, certainly you have a season, at least, you know, early on, but without neighbors, it's going to catch up at some point. You know it is.
I mean, but nobody went from expecting, you know, nothing to, hey, they're going to be a playoff
team. I got you. No,
I think it's still
going
to be the excitement of Dart. And by the way, we'll have Nick Costos on as usual, 12:40. We'll talk some Yanks with Nick, but we'll get some football stuff in.
I may as well take him out for the steak tonight. I mean, God, what a horrendous bet that was.
That's right. He's going to be dunking on you.
You with the Surfside, me with the steak. Yeah. What a bunch of idiots with these bets.
Oh, man, that is tremendous. I forgot about that. Ugh. And then at 1:20, we'll do our perfect parlay pick segment. So we'll do plenty of NFL, but obviously all Yankees this morning after they clinched the series, beating the Red Sox in Game 3 of the wild card round last night, setting the stage for a fun DS against the Blue Jays. Alex is in East Quad. What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know what's really scary about Schlittler? First of all, he's got the attitude, even at 24. I love the fact that he didn't get overhyped. He was just taking care of business. But he is so far away from refining his breaking stuff. Mm-hmm. When that happens, he's going to be insane. You know, I'm an old guy, and I'm a little bit of a romantic. I wish Boone had let him come out for the ninth to pitch to one guy get a standing ovation as he walked off.
Yeah.
I want to make a couple of quick points, if I can.
Go ahead.
Judge has that look. He had one hard hit ball in three games. It was the gift single that drove in a run, whatever. He's trying to pull everything. You can see when he's going good, obviously. And he was right up to the playoffs. He's going to right field. He's trying to pull everything, and he's got that look now. I hope we get over it. But here's another thing, my last point. It's the critical game three. You lose, you go home. There's no score. Stanton hits what he thinks is a home run and stands around and yells at the dugout and blah, blah, blah. And then hits the wall and he suddenly takes off and he makes it to second base. A couple of years ago, he did the same exact thing, injured himself sliding because he had a hurry to get into second base and missed like 40 games. I haven't heard, I haven't been listening, but I haven't heard anybody say anything about this. Just because the Yankees won doesn't excuse it. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. This is your game three. You have to win this game, and there's no score. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah. Yeah, and Alex, you're not wrong. I mean, I thought he was pretty stand-up in the post-game celebration. Yeah. He even said, hey, kids, don't do that, so he kind of made fun of himself, which, so he owned it. I was surprised he did that. Now, if Jazz, and I'm not trying to pick on Jazz, but if Jazz did that, or certainly Yankees in the past, Donaldson did that a few times, Cano would do that here and there, Gleyber Torres a little bit. I was genuinely surprised, but that's why I was on Jazz the other night when he wasn't, you know, humping, busting hump out of the first few steps. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. It was a late night. I barely slept. The first few steps on the 3-2 pitch base hit from Wells where he scored, because the little things, like, you want to be a champion. Those things aren't optional, man. And I am surprised by Stanton. Number one, he doesn't really do it too much, but also when he gets it, he knows. He's not like a guy who hits 12 or 13 home runs a year. When he hits him, he absolutely hits him by, you know, a wide margin. And so that surprised me, and it's unacceptable. It's not wrong.
And I'm sure the morning show talked about it. I didn't hear that. If they did, it wasn't when I was listening. And we didn't talk about it because it's not, to me, the thing that we should be talking about in the first couple of segments of the show. But we certainly were going to get to it, so you might as well get to it. Now, it was bad. Obviously, everybody watching knows it was awful, so much so that, to your point, BT, Stan comes out afterward and said, it was awful, it was embarrassing, don't do it again. Paraphrasing, of course, but he did take accountability. I mean, the main thing, and Alex brought this up, was that you didn't want him to get hurt when all of a sudden he turns it on. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Stanton, I mean, he could get hurt walking out of the dugout to go, you know, onto the on-deck circle. So for him to turn it on like that, quick twitch, to use your words,
that's true.
That's where you worry about something getting hurt there. But he made it safely. He didn't get injured. No harm, no foul. And he said it won't happen again. It obviously can't happen. It's inexcusable. I know you want to celebrate. You better celebrate when you make sure you got it. And he, of all people, should know, because he's hit plenty of home runs to know the difference.
I'm totally with you, but there's really nothing else to say. Yeah. He messed up. You know, he owned it, so you respect that. And he's always been a stand-up guy, so we move on. Now, if the Yankees would have lost the game, that probably would have been mentioned in the first segment at some point. But his point about Judge here, man, I know he had his four hits, right? So the average looks okay. He looks jumpy, and he's hit a lot of balls off the end of the bat. He's had a lot of weak flares to, like, short center and right field. He, you know, I don't think he's swinging at good pitches, and that's obviously going to be a storyline the deeper we get. Now, they won without Judge being Judge. That's good. That's also a Red Sox team that's not going to put a lot of runs up on the board. Toronto's got some mashers, so if Toronto's mashing and Judge is not, that's going to be a different set of issues, but he's got to get going.
Right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I think this is going to be the series that we need to see Judge here, because he was not very... I know the singles. That's a win for the opponent when he's hitting singles. Glenn is calling from Park Slope. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I just had a shout out to BT, and I don't like doing shout outs, but BT called me yesterday. You know, he said that he saw Cam possibly going 7 innings, and he went 8. So, BT, you were like right on the money.
Well, I mean, I don't think I was the only one. I remember watching when he first came up, and he had easy, dominant stuff. He didn't give you great length, but it was never a stuff thing with him. So, I mean, what a lot of people expected him to pitch well last night.
Well, he did an amazing job on his one. Shout out the Yankees, and let's beat the crap out of Toronto.
Yeah, nobody expected him to do that. I mean, it's one thing to say maybe he goes 7, maybe he gives the Yankees a chance to win. That was absolutely ridiculous here. So, you know, you got to feel good for Boone. You got to feel good for the Yankee fan. It's been, you know, and the other thing, too, that's happened, and, you know, you talk, like, you get to these situations, and if you're old enough, like, back in the day, it was like, all right, and I've said this to Sal, we're going to win. Who's pitching? Doesn't matter. Where's the game? Boston? Doesn't matter. We're going to win. That is long ago evaporated. It is evaporated within the fan base because the Yankees have not won with any sort of frequency. It's been too long for their standards. And the other thing, too, and this is an absolute byproduct of them not winning since 2009. Sal, you got these young players coming up. They don't fear the Yankees. They don't look at the Yankee aura, right. Whereas, you know, you were in the, obviously in the late 90s, even into the early 2000s, and even into 09, where you had an entire generation of young baseball players that, when they stepped on the Yankee Stadium field, the old or new stadium, you know, the aura was more palpable because the Yankees won with great frequency. That has dissipated. So, you know, what the Yankees have become is a much more well-rounded team. And if you really think about what we've been screaming about for years, it's that. Just catch the ball, get some team speed, get some better pitching, you know, from top to bottom. And
Put
the ball in play. Choke up with two. Like, the at-bat by Wells, I thought that should have been a hit, whatever, even though they gave him an error. Those kind of grinded out at-bats are more emblematic of what they've become and why they're just a better team.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Hey, maybe we should talk about Aaron Boone when we come back. Everybody was talking about Cora. Oh, how great of a manager Cora is. What about giving some love to Aaron Booney? 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.